RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day from the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he'll resign his office if Ukraine can join NATO. President Trump last week called Zelensky a dictator in a war of words. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York says Zelensky needs Trump.
This kind of, you know, back and forth saying that the president is falling for Russian disinformation does not help his cause for sure.
Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy to the Middle East, says he'll travel to the region this week for talks focusing on entering a second phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Prayers continue from around the world for Pope Francis. The Vatican says he continues to receive high-flow oxygen in a Rome hospital. Saturday, the Vatican said he was in critical condition. Federal workers around the country confused by a weekend email directed by Elon Musk instructing them to reply by Monday with five achievements from the last week. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The dreams won't die, the music of the star.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The retirement savings picture across America is generally bleak. Not a lot of people have a big nest egg to rely on. Could more pensions be the answer? Mike Moen reports.
Pensions offered to public employees are seen as more stable because they're not shaken by movements in the financial markets. In recent polling from the National Institute on Retirement Security, 86% of Americans say all workers, including the private sector, should have a retirement plan that is more pension-driven. The group's Dan Doonan says retirement coverage is still too spotty for non-wealthy workers, leaving them on their own to put away savings.
In general, we're just asking way too much of individuals to get all this right, and saving during the middle years of your life to provide income throughout retirement, it really is a challenging endeavor.
He says the good news is that more states are setting up programs that enroll private sector workers in an IRA-style plan. The goal is to step in when a company can't or won't offer retirement perks. Experts say they're easy for states to operate and benefit small businesses because they don't have to contribute. But for the workers, the IRAs typically have lower contribution limits, meaning the retirement savings might not stretch as far. And just like state and local governments, Doonan says a more simplified network of retirement programs around the country can help companies in the private sector avoid staff turnover.
If they do move in that direction, I think what you'll see is more loyalty in return to the company. So there are some benefits for private employers, especially employers who value retention.
This is Mike Moen. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin loses in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers, led by as much as 17 points in the first half against the unranked Oregon Ducks. But then the Badgers started committing turnovers, 17 of them, a season high. The game went into overtime, and Oregon came out on top with the win, 77-73. It's only the second time the Badgers have lost at home this season, head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, credit goes to Oregon for making us be very uncharacteristic, specifically the last 8 minutes or so. Even most of the second half, we were not nearly as aggressive as we have been.
Up next, the Badgers host Washington Tuesday night. NBA, the Bucks and the Miami Heat in Milwaukee tonight. Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-7 win over the Reds in Cactus League action, thanks to infielder Vinny Capra with a pair of three-run home runs. Outfielder Blake Perkins, out for the start of the season, suffered a fractured shin bone during batting practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine with highs reaching the upper 30s, a light southwest breeze of 5 to 10. Clouds around the area tonight, they'll roll in from the north and west. Lows will drop to the mid-30s. On Monday, a partly sunny sky, west breeze and upper 40s. Right now, it's 28.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Last Christmas.
Lauren's ready to transfer her college credits, but she's stuck repeating a course she's already passed.
This class again?
Last Christmas.
Until she transferred to University of Phoenix, where we accept eligible transfer credits, saving her time. Plus, there's a scholarship for transfer students.
Finally.
Focus on new courses and finish your degree faster.
During President's Day savings at the Home Depot, get up to 35% off select appliances. Plus, save up to an extra $450 on select appliances like Whirlpool. Shop the side-by-side fingerprint-resistant stainless steel refrigerator with an indoor can caddy. Or the fingerprint-resistant stainless steel top-control dishwasher with 3 5-inch shelves. Make the most of President's Day savings and our lowest prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/pricemash for details. See store online for details. Minimum purchase required.
The music of the stars continues on the Civic Media Radio Network. On the air. Frank Sinatra. The music of the stars. The dreams continue.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper. When you're close to me, how you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
Of your love network, but particularly to the home folk in Vegas. And for my lady, and for little Sam and Big Mama.
Sammy Davis.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came. The years together, but there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you'll whisper when you're close, close to me. How you'd look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed an
enjoys the view. In these dreams I've loved you so, that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. When you're close, close to me, how you'd look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and I've enjoyed my view. In these dreams I've loved you so, not by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. In these dreams I've loved you so, that by now I think I know, Lord, what it's like to be loved.
Don't stop. Doc Severinsen. King and I, of course. The music of the stars. There's the doctor, Doc Severinsen.
Dream stuff, ever fleeting, ever shifting, yet we could keep it from drifting if we'd only dare.
This is Peter Lynn Hayes.
Just that world you've been to, carry it right into bright blue day. Feel it, seal it, don't let anybody steal it. Most of all, keep any doubt away. Then you can make it stay.
Tommy Rettig and Peter Lynn Hayes from one of the biggest movie flops ever. The picture was, well, Dream Stuff from The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. Great stuff, and hardly anybody's ever heard it.
Every night, when I lay me down to sleep, and pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before I wake, I drift off into this beautiful recurring dream, pray the Lord my soul to take, something I've come to look forward to with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me. Or if it means anything, maybe you can tell me. But it's different from normal. Like no other dream I've ever had. Maybe you can tell me. What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance. There it is. A distance that seems to stretch out forever. And there, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly to take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then a wind, whispering quiet, curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered, made itself comfortable in a vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey, what's happening? Nose to the grindstone as he,
whoever he is,
comes closer and closer through the lavender glow that's beginning to brighten. Looks great in slow motion. So graceful. Then he climbs up
on an improvised stage. I have no idea how it got there. Now he's within earshot of all of us. What's he going to say?
What's he going to say?
That, too, is a ritual question. Because as sudden as sudden, you know how things are in a dream. We know what he's going to say before he says it. We hear him telling us what we've been telling ourselves. The very word.
Don't worry. Things will work out.
Things will work out.
The way you want them to.
The way you want them to.
You'll work wonders.
Your imagination will work wonders for you.
You're smart.
All that you've done.
Intelligent.
All that you've given yourself to. You'll make more and more money.
More.
If it hasn't happened already, you'll fall in love with someone who'll fall in love with you. You'll lose weight. Low cholesterol. Your doctor will give you high marks. You'll do something so miraculous you won't believe it's you.
Look.
Why not?
You can juggle 1,000 dreams.
It's a wonderful dream.
At the same time.
You can see why it's recurrent. And who knows?
Don't you mind dreaming?
I have a feeling that if you dream it the way I do,
you tell me you're
right. Some of it could very well spill over
was the best dream
into daytime.
Because it was of you.
It's the kind of dream that should.
You tell me your dream.
Yeah, I told you my dream.
I'll tell you mine.
Now you tell me yours.
You can juggle 1,000 dreams at once.
Mel Torme.
Together, it's dream time. Let's look ahead together, as people do. Folks like me, folks like you. Those in love, it's dream time. We'll find our future in it. It's dream time. Don't waste a precious minute. It's time for me. Time for you to make all this dream come true. Thank you.
the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
If the chance
Souter Finnegan and the orchestra. It's quite a story here. We'll tell it someday soon, I promise. The Souter Finnegan Band. And one of the very best, Time to Dream.
When the moonlight starts you sighing, then that's the time to dream. When her goodnight starts you crying, that's the time to dream. Night or daytime, sad or gay time, if you sigh, don't wonder why. For while you can recall the magic of it all, how wonderful a dream can seem. As long as you're in love, from now until forever, it's the time to dream. Thank you. recall the magic of it all. How wonderful a dream can seem. As long as you're in love from now until forever, it's the time to dream.
Souter Finnegan, Music of the Stars. Now, I know that name, or Souter Finnegan, two names really, are unfamiliar to too many people, and that's kind of a pity. It's quite a story with this innovative orchestra. Well, we'll tell it one of these days soon, I promise. Good morning, everybody, on our Civic Media Radio Network. I want to say hi to Madison, WMDX at 1580. Here's Dino. And it's unfortunate, but the old clock in the wall says...
That old clock on the wall that keeps ticking night and day. My heart will keep beating just for you. Like that old river that flows and keeps rolling out to sea. My love will like that old sun in the sky seems to hide when clouds come by and seems brighter when those clouds roll away. I'll make each day turn out fine just as long as you are mine, with my heart beating for you it all. Like that old clock on the wall.
Danny Kaye from The Court Jester. This is Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here. Next week, more of the same. 7 o'clock Central till high noon. Over all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tonight, tonight, when all the world's asleep,
we will find a star that you can always
keep. Music of the Stars. On the air since 1992, and now on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can pick us up anywhere in the world, civicmedia.us. My name's Lou Regani, and it's a pleasure to be with you, but... What do you mean, but? But it's almost over for today, is what I'm saying. And, oh well, the old clock on the wall. Maybe it's time to get a new clock for the wall. No, that won't help. These are our star dreams for today. There'll be more. Say anything you want to request, send us an email or join us on Facebook. The Music of the Stars on Facebook. Say, here's a request right now. Barbara Streisand. Yeah, join us on Facebook. And thanks for listening. Reaching out. music of Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty. Tutti Camerata in the orchestra, and the music of the star. Robert Allen wrote this for Perry Como. This is Carolyn Leonhardt, a little different arrangement.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day is flown, and through the lonely hearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the words goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love.
So until next week, then. What's real, your dreams? Yeah, they're real. Keep them alive. And reach for the stars. The music of the stars. Until next week. See, it's all how you look at it. Here's Joe Harnell, Ann Calloway.
The eye of the beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest, someone else will see the trees. The eye of the beholder fashions pictures as it must. Someone's eye will see the whirlwind, someone else will see the dust. The eye of the beholder will perceive what it's allowed. Someone's eye will see the people, someone else will see the crowd. The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty or the pain. Someone's eye will see the raindrops, someone else the hurricane. When I see a field of flowers, while another sees the weeds. When I see the crying baby, when I see humanity. When I see the summer sunshine, while another sees the heat. When I see the city's canyons, while another sees find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind, and the
to find identity in reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
The eye of the beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest, someone else will see the trees.
Depending who you are, someone's eye will see the darkness, someone else will see the storm.
One eye sees the summer sunshine,
while another sees the heat.
One eye sees the city's canyon,
while another sees the stream.
One eye sees a field of flowers, the crying baby.
One eye sees humanity.
The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind.
And the eyes is growing older, seeks to find identity. Reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Which of them?
Music of the Star. Till next week, then, 7 o'clock Central, till high noon, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Sunday Mass at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral, and around the world, Catholics offering a special prayer for Pope Francis, the 88-year-old pontiff remaining hospitalized in critical condition after suffering a new respiratory crisis. Concern among current and former military about President Trump's firing of the Joint Chiefs of Staff chair, a Joint Chiefs member, and several senior officers, retired U.S. General George Casey, former chief of the Army and commander of the U.S. multinational forces in Iraq.
That's extremely destabilizing at a time that's a lot going on domestically and a lot going on abroad.
This is after the firing of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Elon Musk's new ultimatum ordering all federal employees to justify their jobs by email tomorrow or consider themselves gone. Tomorrow marking 3 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the White House saying the president's confident he can get a deal to end the war this week. This is ABC News. Renewed concern.